Let the music begin in 3, 2, 1.
Learning music, having fun.
That's what we're gonna do.
Mr. Henry,
Mr. Fife,
exploring along with you.
Learning music, having fun.
That's what we're gonna do. Mr. Henry,
Mr. Fife,
love hanging out with you.
The Music Podcast for Kids.
Hello, and welcome to The Music Podcast for Kids. We're your hosts, Mr. Henry
and Mr. Fife,
music educators extraordinaire. The Music Podcast for Kids is a fun and educational podcast where we learn and explore the best subject ever.
Music!
Today's episode, we are learning about rhythm.
And now the music joke of the day.
We love jokes. So if you have a joke, please visit our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com, to submit your joke.
And guess what? It doesn't even have to be a music joke. It can be any joke.
We will read and enjoy your joke on the podcast and also let everyone know who it came from and where you are in this great, big, wonderful music world.
Our joke of the day is... Oh, and here we are, back at the Jokester Champion of the World competition, in a sudden death joker time between Mr. Fite and Mr. Henry.
To see who goes first in sudden death joker time, the athletes will have to flip themselves either on their head or on their tail while juggling 3 bottles of water.
What? Wait, that seems impossible.
Yeah, how do we do that?
Ha ha, JK, just a little joke for you.
Ha ha ha, that ref gets me every time.
But for realsies, we will flip the Jokester Champion of the World coin in the air, and the first person to catch it will go first.
And here goes the flip. And it looks like Mr. Henry caught it. He will go first. Okay. What is a pirate's favorite instrument? The guitar! And a nice delivery from Mr. Henry. Let's go to the judges to see what they say.
Aw, yeah, dude, yeah. Solid delivery. Love the idea of the pirate thingy. Maybe work a little more on the R, but I'll give you a 9.5 out of 10.
Wow, what a score. Mr. Henry has to be happy with that. Let's see what the next judge has to say.
Ha ha ha! Yes, and welcome to the show. Everyone is looking so lovely. Maybe not as lovely as me or as smartest looking as me, but yes, and...
Mr. Slapdash?
Yeah, Mr. Slapdash, you're a judge?
But of course, why not?
Could you please tell us your score, Mr. Slapdash?
Score? What score?
Mr. Slapdash, the score for Mr. Henry's joke.
Ah, right. Well, of course, I, the score for...
And it looks like Mr. Slapdash is really taking his time to analyze this joke. Boy, he is a sharp fellow. Great to see so much detail going into his decision.
Do you have your final score yet, Slapdash?
Ah, right. Yes, I do. I am going with the number 1, because that is the number that starts all of the numbers.
1 out of 10? Oh, no. Is it really that bad? Oh, boy.
Oh, it looks like a very low score for Mr. Henry. This may pave the path to the gold medal for Mr. Fite today.
Okay, Mr. Fite, you are next, and hurried up a little. I got a doctor's appointment today. He's checking my funny bone.
Ha ha ha! That ref gets me every time. Okay, let's see what Mr. Fite does.
What is the best instrument to keep as a pet? The trumpet.
Wow, what a delivery. The crowd seems to like that one. Let's see what the judges say.
Ha, righteous dude, yeah. Digging the whole pet thing with the trumpet. Solid all around. I'm going with a 9.4 out of 10.
Great score, but Mr. Henry is ahead by 0.1 point. Let's now see what the next judge says.
Hey, Slapdash. Slapdash.
What do we have for them, Johnny?
Mr. Slapdash, you were just sleeping during my joke.
Oh, no, well, of course not. What joke?
We need a score from you, Slapdash, and time is ticking.
Yes, of course, a score. Let's see here. Carry the two, divide the pizza into two halves, and maybe eat one of the pizzas, and...
Very impressed with Mr. Slapdash today on the in-depth look in deciding his
strand of hair here.
He must be an analytical genius.
And your score, Slapdash?
Right. Well, let's see. The first score I gave was the number one. So it seems fitting that the score would be the number two.
Woohoo! All right, time to take this family to Wally World, a jokester's heaven.
What? You have got to be kidding me. He chose the number two because that follows number one.
Wow, and it looks like we have our jokester champion of the world, Mr. Fight. Well, we hope you enjoy the jokester champion of the world here on ENSP. Have a lovely day.
Make sure to send in your jokes by visiting our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. A link to the website can be found in the show notes.
And now, the music word of the day.
Music word of the day. Music word of the day. Music word of the day. Music word of the day. Yeah!
Before we get to our main subject of the day, rhythm, let's take a look at the music word of the day, ostinato.
An ostinato is a short pattern that is repeated.
That's right. So for example, you could have this pattern, ta ta ti ti ta, and repeat it over and over again to create a rhythmic ostinato.
Cool. You could even say, music is the best, over and over again, like this. Music is the best. Music is the best. Music is the best.
Yes, Mr. Henry, music I agree with you. Best. Music is the music best. Is and the that's best. A fantastic music ostinato. Is but do you best. Think you could stop now? Oh, gee. Why would I ever think to talk to him about the ostinato? The so music annoying.
Music is the best.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you are enjoying the show so far.
Please subscribe to the podcast to receive the latest episodes and leave a review through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, get updates on what we are up to through Facebook and Instagram by finding us at Music Podcast for Kids. Links will be found in the show notes. On to the show!
And now, the main subject of the day.
Rhythm in music can be understood in a couple of different ways.
One definition of rhythm is a repeated pattern of sound.
Repeated pattern of sound. Repeated pattern of sound. Repeated pattern
okay.
of sound.
Repeated pattern
okay.
of sound.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Henry. So basically, a rhythm pattern is a combination of sounds that can repeat over and over again.
Repeated pattern of sound.
Mr. Henry.
Oh, sorry. It's stuck in my head now. Another definition of rhythm is the arrangement of musical sounds, mainly according to duration and periodic stress.
Oh, periodic stress? Yeah, well, I definitely had a stressful time yesterday when playing fork knife.
Oh, no. Not like stressful times during the day when playing... Wait a second. Did you just say fork knife?
I thought it was...
Yeah, the best game ever. Basically, you have a fork and a knife, and you tap some super sweet rhythms on your plate while eating a bunch of dough.
Okay, Mr. Fight, let's get back on track. So, when discussing periodic stress in rhythm, we mean there are times during the rhythm that may have a louder or softer sound. Actually, some notes may be accented.
Music notes have an accent? You mean like a southern accent? Or maybe an English accent?
Maybe it's a French accent.
Wait. Well, music notes don't have accents like that, but it is kind of similar to someone who does have an accent. Okay, so wherever you live, people talk a certain way. But when people come in from other places, the way they speak sticks out.
Sticks out?
Yeah. A person traveling from another town or country may sound a little different. We call that an accent. Well, music notes sometimes will stick out or sound different from other notes. So we would say those notes also have an accent. Notes with an accent are louder. They stick out.
Cool. Rhythm also includes duration. We learned about duration in another episode briefly. But when it comes to rhythm, duration plays a very important part. Get it? It plays a very important part. plays? That's funny.
Pretty sure I would have beat you in that joke competition earlier if that were the joke you told.
Oh, come on, Mr. Henry. Okay, all right, to simplify it even more, you can think of rhythm as simply the long sounds, the short sounds, and the silence that we hear in music. Here's an example. La, la, la.
The first note was a half note, a slightly longer sound of two beats.
Next was a quarter rest, one beat of silence.
Then two really short sounds, which are eighth notes.
So, we created a rhythm using long sounds, short sounds, and silence.
Awesome!
A famous rhythm in blues music, which is called the Bo Diddley beat, goes like this.
Oh boy, did I hear that Bo Diddley beat?
Oh, hey Mr. Hairy Legs, you sure did hear that Bo Diddley beat.
Oh gee willikers! Makes me want to get up and dance along every time I hear that Bo Diddley.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Hairy Legs. So, Mr. Fight, why is it called Bo Diddley Beat?
Well, it's known as the Bo Diddley Beat, but it can also be called the Bo Diddley Rhythm. Bo Diddley was a famous blues artist born in the 1920s. He helped transition blues to rock and roll. Anyway, this Bo Diddley beat, or rhythm, is a very famous rhythm used in a lot of blues music and even some rock music, and other styles too.
Ah, gotcha. Pretty cool.
And if a performer plays that Bo Diddley rhythm over and over again, they are playing an ostinato.
Did someone say pass the potatoes?
No, Mr. Hairy Legs, not pass the potatoes, an ostinato.
You want to throw a tomato? Oh, hopefully not. I don't think Mr. Henry missed that many rhythmic notes.
No, Mr. Hairy Legs, ostinato.
Yeah, Mr. Hairy Legs, ostinato. You know, like wait, what is that again?
Remember, that was the music word of the day. An ostinato is when you have a repeated rhythmic pattern.
Oh, right, of course. Now I remember. Music is the best. Yeah, music is
man,
the best.
Not
yeah,
again.
Music is
Mr.
the best.
Mr. Henry.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
All right, of course, an ostinato. Well, why didn't you say so, Sonny?
Okay, let's check out this song all about rhythm, and it will even use an ostinato that everyone can follow along with.
Awesome. Let's roll it.
Do you hear that groovy sound? R-H-Y-T-H-M. Makes me wanna move around. R-H-Y-T-H-M. Puts the motion in my feet. R-H-Y-T-H-M. That rhythm's called Bo Diddley Beat. R-H-Y-T-H-M. Rhythm's made up notes in red. R-H-Y-T-H-M. R-H-Y-T-H-M, R-H-Y-T-H-M, R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Oh yeah, clap along with me to that bow diddly beat. Like this, ta 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 ta. That's it, you got it. That's a bow diddly beat. Oh yeah!
The Music Podcast for Kids is brought to you by
BruceFight.com. Our very own Mr. Bruce Fight has truly fun and educational songs for kids to listen and sing along to. Music can be purchased through iTunes, CD Baby, and other downloadable websites. Stream Bruce's music through Spotify, Amazon Radio, or wherever you listen to music. Bruce also performs live events. Visit BruceFight.com for more information on his music and booking live events.
Time for the Super Duper Music Challenge.
It's time to test your ears.
Test your ears? I don't think you can really give your ears a test, Mr. Henry. I mean, how do your ears hold a pencil without bleeding?
Oh, no, Mr. Fight. When I say test your ears, I mean listening to something and trying to figure it out through hearing it.
Ah, right, of course. Time to play
the Music Podcast for Kids Super Duper Music Listening Challenge.
Yeah, I don't know, Mr. Fight. A little bit long of a title?
Yeah, we need to work that one out.
Yeah, we will. We'll work it out. Okay, on to the challenge. In today's challenge, we are going to listen to two rhythms, and you have to figure out if the rhythms are the same or different. Here is number one, the first rhythm. Here is the second rhythm. Are they the same or different? Here is number two. The first rhythm is... The second rhythm is... Are they the same or different? Here is number three. The first rhythm is... The second rhythm is... Are they the same or different? Here is the last example. The first rhythm is... The second rhythm is... Are they the same or different? Check your answers by going to the show notes. We hope you did a great job. Awesome!
Time to wrap it up, folks.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Music Podcast for Kids.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and most importantly, learned something cool today about music.
Remember to send in your jokes or even a topic in music you would like us to discuss by visiting our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. If you are interested in awesome educational and fun songs for your kids to listen and sing along with, please visit brucefight.com. Music is available to download with iTunes, CD Baby, and Facebook, and most streaming platforms like Spotify and Amazon Radio. Links will be found in the show notes.
If you are interested in learning how to play the piano with a fun and engaging curriculum geared toward kids, please subscribe to Mr. Henry's YouTube channel called Mr. Henry's Music World. Links will be found in the show notes.
Please visit iTunes to leave a review of the podcast and also share the podcast with friends, relatives, aliens, whoever.
Again, we thank you so much for tuning in.